This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, as we execute, just 7 minutes before 12, before we connect your mornings to your afternoon, I do have one of the teachers joining me live right now. I do have Miss Nokzola, I want to say Mbonini Primary School, also joining me live right now on MUT Radio, telling us more about, and I know Uti Bagebawina as well, one of the competitions. So maybe it was Kumbuza and Jiguzwa, but I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken. But let me quickly welcome Miss Nokzola. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Yes, I'm honored to be here. How are you?
I'm good as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe just remind us, because I cannot get my track of time. You also won the competition. Maybe when was that?
That was last year and the year before last.
Oh,
and
so
you will remember it happened twice a year. So it happened if we won the first term and then maybe we lose on the second term.
Also, you just winners.
Yeah, winners.
Yes, but also, this is the first reading competition of the year. Maybe, what are your expectations as Mbonini Primary School's competition le Angolonyaga? Maybe this first competition.
There are a lot of expectations this year, especially you will know that it is our first time having grade 6.
Oh,
this competition was only for grade 4, and last year they added grade 5, and now it's grade 6.
Wow.
So now it shows it's an ongoing process, because we're having a question, if they read in grade 4, and then what is going to happen next? So now they are tracking the progress of the learners as they are growing up. Because we want to instill the culture of reading.
Ah, nice, man. Maybe, what are you hoping your learners take out of this? Ama learners asembonini, because I'm sure they are also part of the competition. Namhlanje. So maybe, what are you hoping would they take out of this project, reading competition project?
I'll say I want them to take the confidence, especially when you are reading, and they must know that you can, because you will remember that these learners that we are having here, some of them are the learners that we were having them from the beginning of the competition. And by that time, they were not reading by this level, but now they've showed the development. And the way they are reading now, they are retelling the story, because it's grade 4, they were just reading the story.
Yes.
And then in grade 5, they were reading for understanding, where they are being asked questions. Now they are retelling the story, which means now they question the story. They also read with the meaning, because this is what they want to develop. Because at the end of the day, we want to produce learners who will question, the learners who will reason, you know, so in order to make informed decisions, so they can take that.
Oh, maybe just one last one, Miss Nokzola. I'm not sure if you're an English teacher.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Maybe how does this assist you, maybe as teachers, projects like this, project here, MUT, UTI, they come to communities, because you are teachers as well, but you maybe you are one who's okay, maybe at this point, maybe we need something new, because maybe the way we've been doing things, maybe I said, Enzi, maybe how does this assist you as teachers?
It's really assist us, because we were just doing it, we're just teaching the learners to read. But now there is something like this competition. Now it's also encourage the learners, even those who were not seeing reading as something that is important. But now all learners, they are encouraged. And what we have done as Mbonini, we are using the learners who have won the competition. We have introduced something called peer tutors. So those learners who have won, now they are teaching other learners to read.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they come early in the morning by 7, not only their grade peers, also the foundation phase, they come to this, to these learners, they teach them. As this program helps us, because as they are reading, they are all in the same room. They see different styles. And what I've observed about our learners, they've even able to tell if the other learners was reading, they'll say, now they're able to judge Where was the problem? Where was the loophole? If it was me, I would do like this. Next time, I want to be like that one. So this project is very useful to us. It assists us a lot.
Ah, amazing. Before we let you go, hopefully we get you later on, maybe with the trophy. We're very hopeful for that. Hopefully we'll also speak with one of the students. But thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That was Miss Nokzola from Embonini Primary School joining me live right now on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We're still broadcasting live from Esuguma Primary School, where there is the MUT Reading Projects competition. Well, right now,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.